Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Jerry was going to put one on Thursday. I am on vacation. I'm at the beautiful, wonderful, and freezing Apalachicola, town of Apalachicola. I'm on St. George Island. We have a beautiful, beautiful view of the bay here. And my husband and I are on vacation. But because I missed all of you, and I just missed this. This is the breath of life I have. That I need and want to be with you. So we kind of threw the shows back up. They're limited time. You know, usually I'm about 2 hours. So just bear with me and let's see how it goes. I have a lot to tell you about what's going on with the shows this week that weren't supposed to be on and the shows next week. So this week, it's me, and Queen Z today. I haven't picked Queen Z up, so she will give you a whole thing about how I muted her. Anyway, I do want everybody to hear what's going to go on so you know. Today, I've got Queen Z and me, and we are going to go over some really cool and important, I think, life lessons, and we're also going to talk to you all. So tomorrow, we've got Annabelle Miller and Brenda Bram bringing up the house, and of course, they are everything and anything psychic that you want. We have a medical intuitive Brenda. They are a mother and daughter duo. You know them because they're always here on Wednesday, and I think it was Brenda who actually said, Bonnie, are you sure you're not doing the show this week? And I said, of course I'm not. I'm going on vacation. So yesterday when I told her I was putting the shows back up, she reminded me that she's the one that knew I wasn't going to take the shows off. It's so cool. I told Brenda I might as well just call her when I go on vacation to see if I am or I'm not going to take off the shows. And Thursday, you know, we've got him here with you. He is UK psychic medium. He's amazing. He's a pet communicator, a pet psychic. He's a Reiki master. He's the CEO of the magazine I write for, and most of the people on the show do too. It's psychicinsightmagazine.com. It's crazy, wonderful, fabulous, holistic and psychic magazine. It's free online. All you got to do is put that psychicinsightmagazine.com and you will see me. It's a quarterly magazine, so I know you can get other I think it's the fourth quarter or the third quarter, maybe the third, and you can take a look at the back issues. He is here with me tomorrow. He is who I call my Dumbledore. I think Susan does too, but I'm not sure. And he brings his Indian spirit totem with him. He does pet cards. He is so totally cool. Like I said, I call him Dumbledore for a reason. So if you've read Harry Potter, you know who Dumbledore is. He doesn't like that much, but I do think he is. And then next week, I am so excited to bring you someone I've never done this before. He is an expert. His father was an expert in UFOs. Okay, this is the coolest thing. He sent me his book that he just published, and with pictures of UFOs, and his father back in the 40s and 50s and 70s with the government and everything, and how they're here with us and among us, and who they are, why they're here. He's a cool guy. He taught. He's also a photographer. He's coming in on Thursday. His name is, I'm hoping I pronounced this right, David, but it's David Campioni. You can look him up. You can Google him. He is the UFO expert. So I am so really excited because I've never done UFOs. He will be here to answer your questions after I interview him. And let me tell you, I've got a lot of things to ask him about who's here, why they're here, what they want, and where we can find them, because he does tell you this all in his book. Now, that's on Thursday. Monday, we're back to Queen Z and me. It's our regular show. It's on Monday at 1 o'clock next Monday. And then Tuesday, it is me, and me. Of course, I love to say that. I think I'm going to do my morning show, which really depends on who I don't have my book with me because I'm on vacation. But it's going to be me either in a morning show or I will have a guest at 1 o'clock. Then again, Wednesday, it is Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. And if we can get Dr. Ron Cole back, if not, we are going to have an astrologer come in for Wednesday. And then Thursday, I just told you about David. This is super cool, super important. He has been on every channel. He's been on all kinds of radio stations. He's been on Coast to Coast. He's been on TV, and that he wants to be here to talk to you is so exciting. So now that I've gone through all that, I just want to tell everybody, thank you for being here. I see you all on the board. I so appreciate you all being here. And I just want to let you know, I can't see chat. So if chat's up, you let me know. But because I didn't bring both my computers and I only brought my iPad to do work here at the beach, I can't and don't have the availability to put chat up. But I think Susan did. So I'm going to bring you with no more ado. My girl, Susan Z, we call her the Queen. Of course, she calls Annabelle the Queen, but I'm not going to say anything there. Hi, Susan. Hi.
Hi. You unmuted me, you CEO, you. That's the first time I ever heard you call yourself a CEO. I think the weather is just getting to your head there, girlfriend.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, anything comes flies out of my mouth. Next week I'll be, Cleopatra, what I did several lives before.
Executive assistant to the spirit world or something like that.
Yes, I only wish. So how are you? And I'm so excited that you were available to do this with me today, because you know how much I adore you, and I know everybody else does too.
No, let's tell the truth. It's not available. It's like you coerced me into this. It's raining and it's nasty out here. I'm on California time, folks, so I'm 3 hours ahead of her or behind her. So I'm still cozy in my bed, and it's like, Susan, could you like come and do the show tonight? I would rather much be still curled up in my bed with a blanket around my shoulders, because I did bring the rain to California, El Nino, thank you.
Yes, you
and
did.
I moved there, it's been raining, and it's just pouring down. And my friend just called me and texted me and said that there was a big double-lane accident on the freeway. She's sitting, stuck with her car, with her cat roaming freely in her car, waiting to go to the vet. And that could be a disaster waiting.
Waiting to happen. But I got to tell you something, Susan, because we've got a lot of people on, and I want to get to them since they're doing me the favor of being here with you. And I've got to tell you, so I pulled a card. And you know me, cards are funny for me. So I pulled a card. Hello? Are you there?
I'm here. Are you doing the new one?
No, I actually am doing this one, and I know you'll be. I'm going to give the meaning of what I feel.
That I showed you how to do last night. Do you fan?
I didn't, actually, because I'm going to do that for my private readings. But this one I pulled. I asked for the energy of, but I'm going to do that. You have to teach me again. But I pulled a card out, and I thought, you know, here, we need the energy for someone on the show, for everyone on the show, or the general energies for today. And guess what came out, girlfriend?
We talked about last night about that you are the energy grounder, and I am the energy lifter. So, perfect card. Even though we call you Tinkerbell, you are a grounding energy to all the people that are taking flight out there.
I want to go. Well, wait a minute. You didn't hear what card I pulled. Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
The card I pulled, since you're the Tarot Queen, is the Ace of Water. And on the Ace of Water has a beautiful, beautiful mermaid going all the way down to this beautiful illuminated cup at the bottom of the deep blue sea. And it says, falling in love on the resurgence of a relation, or the resurgence of a relationship, spiritual growth, and enhanced intuition. A new home, or true friendship, soulmate material, compassion and kindness, or a new home. So I think, what's your interpretation of the Ace of Water?
Well, very bluntly, I'm here on your show this morning as a true friendship, supportive friendship. That's so, my simple, blunt answer for you today.
Okay, and I got that. So, everyone, I think this is, you know, for the last couple times that I've pulled cards or I've done a spread, which is amazing for me, it has all been about love, light, happiness, moving forward, and positive thinking. And it is taking flight today, too. But I do have to tell you, and then, Susan, we're going to hit the phone lines, but I do have to
Are you going to let me tell them how to get a hold of me before you hit the phone lines?
Well, you know what? I've got to tell you something. I started a new program, but you're not listening. I do that at the end.
Oh, yes. Candace also does a very nice job. She puts it in chat, too. So, you
yes,
know, that's
because
that's
I think I think at the end of the show, everybody wants to, if you do it at the beginning, everybody forgets, like me. But I'd like to do about 5 minutes before the end of the show to let everyone know what you do and how to reach you, because you've got a cool thing going on that I think we need to bring up at the end of the show. So
I'm really easy to find, you know. I mean, I'm one of those people that if you Google me, I actually come, my web pages and everything actually come up.
So yeah, and mine probably do too, but I don't know. I haven't looked for a while.
Yeah, I think you're filling a couple pages up now with all your shows.
Yeah, I hope so. But and I hope somebody sees it and actually, you know, but we'll talk about that later. Actually pulls this show to syndicated radio show. Yes, anybody out there. And you will bring many fans and hopefully people that really love to hear the show, and it will spread the word in a big, big way. So anyway, Susan, what I do want to say to you is this. We're going to talk about your BOGO and everything at the end. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to actually tell everybody, because it is a really cool thing that you are doing. But because last week we had some issues with the phones, I want to make sure we get to everybody. So
Sounds good.
Yeah, but you know, you did. Okay, there was one thing I wanted. That's right, you did get to the card. I forgot you did say one word only. But the cool news is, whatever you say about the tarot, I take literally, because you are the tarot queen, as much as you're the queen of a lot of other things we'll talk about at the end of the show. But hey, if you're the queen, I have to be the double queen. So now,
excuse me, why is that?
I'm trying to get rid of that ego. It just sometimes rubs up its nasty head. But you know, I really hope that I'm not an ego.
Well, I finally corrected you and suggested to you to stop saying that you were looking for your servants and that you were looking for your court, royal court instead. Nobody wants to fall in line to be your servant. I'm sorry. I don't care if you were Cleopatra in last life.
You did correct me, or actually instruct me, and I loved it. That's what I love about traipsing the world with you this time, Susan. So I am going to pick up 862-862. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Good afternoon. How are you, ladies?
Well,
hello.
Where are you? Fine. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, you're speaking with Shamar.
Shamar.
Oh, my.
I know a Shamar. Are you from Orlando?
No, I'm not from Orlando.
Okay. Well, you know what? That is an unusual name, Shamar.
Well, I'm from Jersey, actually.
Well,
I love it.
I love it.
It sounds like a gourmet seasoning.
Well, you know, I take that compliment. Thank you.
Considering that I don't cook, that is a compliment. Trust me.
Wait, Shamar, I would be real careful, because what she's telling you is she might want to eat you, and that's not a good thing, because if she eats you, you're in trouble.
You know what?
Shamar, because you're I have not had this name on my show before. I'm hoping you do continue to listen. But how is your New Year going?
Honestly, it's quite funny. To be honest, I'm in a space where, you know, people are going through things that, you know, and I'm like, I want to be a friend to people. And it's like they're going through the same things over and over again. And, you know, I'm not one to make New Year's resolutions, you know, and I came into the New Year saying that. But, you know, just listen, let's just make solutions. No, let's not give out New Year's resolutions. Everybody does it. Let's just try to figure out, you know, solutions to whatever it is that's going on in our lives. And I'm like, you know, I'm just random, like not even random because they're all friends, but a lot of my friends are going through the same things and they know the answers to their problems. And it's just like, eh. But then on the other side of it, a lot of the energy around me is definitely different from the energy that I've definitely had in the past, and I like it, and I want to, you know, I want to keep it going. So, well, I mean, it's, you know.
Honey, how old are you so I know what soul window we're talking about?
I'm 39.
You know, 39? I got to tell you something, Susan, because I just adore what he just said. I think people probably have passed that over, but as counselors, as people that give counsel, both Susan and I are counselors, I'm a life coach and so is Susan, is that instead of making resolutions, you have to come up with solutions. What a great, I mean,
you just said what we sell. Oh, you know, I'm going to write that down. Do you mind if I use that?
Listen, share with everybody.
Yeah, you know what? If you're not a counselor or have children, it's really weird because I see, like, kids around you. And I don't mean your kids, but go ahead.
Oh, no, I do have a one-year-old, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He's two. I apologize, he's two. Honestly, I do love kids. I do.
I see a lot of kids.
No, I love the energy from kids. You know, people are like, you know, my kids, like, but listen, I'm big on people not speaking things into their children's lives. Oh, my child is bad. No, he's not bad. He's just busy. You know, or just things of that nature. You know, but I do love kids, though.
I've got to ask you a question. Well, wait a minute, Susan. Just let me get a second, and then I'll hand you over to the queen.
God help us if we interrupt Tinkerbell. Let Tinkerbell
And then you know what's going to happen. I'm going to hand you over to the queen and she'll never stop. But here's the deal. Before you even say anything, the things you are preaching here, and that's what I'm saying, I see you doing with a lot of kids. So I don't know if you're going to ever be involved in a boys and girls club or a big brother club or you're a coach or you do something with your words or you're a counselor and you go back to school to help children. I feel that your voice and what you have to offer in this world is all about bringing the word to the kids. Now, I don't know what you do for a living, but I can tell you that if you're not doing this, somewhere along your life path, you are going to be. So but before I hand you over to Susan, I know you called with a question. So what question did you have for us today, Shamar?
Well, I thank you for saying what you said. Mentoring is definitely in the future. I don't know to what extent, but if it spawns, like something else spawns from the mentoring, I'm 9 times out of 10 I'd be open to it. But I did call today because I had a situation last week and with someone that, you know, I've known her for about 6 or 7 years. Things were kind of like, you know, speaking here and there, you know, always, you know, cordial towards one another, and then, you know, the energy kind of shifted. You know, what interest.
Oh, yes.
So, long story short, right before Christmas, I want to say a month and a half prior. Four months prior, I had started getting sick. Come to find that I had a problem with my prostate. So, you know, I was really sick. And so, she would reach out to me, just, you know, always having kind words to say, just reaching out, you know, when other people weren't. So, I took notice to it. And so what happened was, you know, I asked her for a number, you know, and then we just started getting to know each other from there. Then she went silent, like dark on me for about 2.5 weeks coming into this year. And so, but what I did was right before Christmas, I asked a mutual friend, about her, like, you know, is everything okay with her, you know, because, again, we're getting to know each other on this level, but I need to know if, you know, she started dealing with someone new so I don't waste my time, you know, just trying to get it, you know, but it wasn't anything serious.
Okay.
So, but the conversation was really small. So I'm fast forwarding to this past Thursday. I give her a call. I didn't speak to her that Wednesday because I was busy volunteering. And, you know, I call her like, you know, I would normally call her during, you know, early morning. Hey, good morning. Oh, have you finished, doing investigations on me? And I'm just trying to figure out what was going, you know, where this was coming from. You know, come to find out the conversation that I had with a friend, you know, for some odd reason, it came up. So even though it wasn't that big of a deal, in my eyes, it wasn't that big
right.
of a deal.
No,
but,
I get what you were saying. And
you know,
there was
I just
wrong with what you were saying.
Right, and honestly, I know everybody is not like me, and you know, and some people really are easily offended when it comes to certain things. But it really wasn't anything that serious. So, you know, I find myself in a place where we really haven't talked much over the past 4 or 5 days, and well 4 days. And, you know, just trying to figure out whether or not, what the future holds as far as she and I goes.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to hand you to Susan very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
One is, you seem like a really nice, gentle man. And I'm going
mm-hmm.
to tell you that you can't fool me very often. So what
mm-hmm.
I would say to you is, I keep always wanting Susan to go back to she's a Scorpio, but the thing is that if what she said to you, of course, Mercury is retrograde, you got to be careful of how you take things or how she takes things. But if she really reacted like that and all you did was inquire, is that really someone you want to pull into your life?
Right. It's something that someone else said the same thing to me. And, it's just like, you know.
And I don't think, I'm going to hand this over to Susan because I see where it's going. I just
mm-hmm.
feel like, and I'll let her tell you the news, but I feel like this. There's a saying about letting it go, and if it was meant to you, it'll come back. But be careful
mm-hmm.
what you wish for.
Oh,
so,
let me barf. Let me barf. That sounds like a love story.
Well, this is what I'm going to tell you, Shamar. I feel that there is someone else for you. And I feel that when people are nice, and she really tried to be nice, but I feel her energy, and I feel like she has, I'm not going to say bipolar because I can't diagnose someone, but I feel that she's got issues in her life that pull her and push her. That's all I'm going to say. So I'm going to hand you to Susan because I already feel that she's grabbing my neck and trying to tell me to let her talk. Go ahead, queen.
Oh, now you're describing me as energetically violent. I love that. Okay. Okay, the first thing I want to share with you is that because my forte is Akashic mediumship and soul windows, and you're in a soul window, okay, where you are letting go of young man's illusions of love and moving into a more mature definition. You're getting rewired, re-imprinted. And what this woman represents to you is a lot of your young man's definition of unobtainable love. Okay, but
mm-hmm.
it goes even deeper than that. What Bonnie said to you about that, you please don't touch me. I've got like a whole crew here. Go see Bonnie.
I know. I have them. Go ahead. I have
that. You have like a magnificent. I'm not going to say servants. I'm going to say court that are around you.
Yes.
That are assisting you in your life because you have a genteel heart. You are of service in this life, okay? And even just by association, you uplift people's energy, okay?
Yep.
That's your journey. And whatever you do with it, whether you're just You know, you just spread the joy. You don't have to do anything, you know, life-altering or world-shattering.
Right.
But as every finest quality, there's a yin and the yang. And the downside of this is that you through your whole life, and this is about you being discerning about, you know, have you ever heard the saying pearls before swine?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to describe that, because I've got all.
Well, you know, I'm
here.
A little older than him, so this is a grandma phrase. Okay. This is what, and this comes from my grandma's generation. Pearls before swine mean that, you know, giving gifts to people are not, cannot identify, cannot appreciate them. They have no idea what gifts you are giving them and what they have in front of you. But that is your downside of your life journey, is that you will always be attracted to women with the broken wing, and they will be drawn to you. Okay, and and some of them you are coming into your life, or they're coming into your life.
Oh, I have so much spirit
here.
It's ridiculous.
You know, be quiet. To put the energy, lift their energy up so that they can see their worthiness. See, you see her worthiness.
Yes.
She does not, and that's the gift that you have. Now, somewhere along the line, you're going to have to learn how to walk that balance beam of saying that I'm here to uplift your energy, but not at the sacrifice of my own happiness. And you're not quite there yet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with Bonnie that you definitely have another woman coming into your life very quickly. Very quickly, maybe nursing a recent breakup or something like that, and it'll start out as a friendship, and she will be able to see the light that you carry, and then what you will learn from this relationship, and it feels like it's got legs on it, it moves forward, all right, is that in recognition that she sees and appreciates your life, that you don't become her foundation and support. You have, I carry the same energy that you do, so that's why I can read you so well, sweetie. And your life path is that you raise the energy of everyone around you, but it's also, you're kind of like, they kind of like Velcro, and a lot of burrs stick to you. And so you have a choice to either walk around looking like a burr coat all your life and being prickly, saying, you know, when do I get my shot? You know, or you can say, you know, this one I'm going to look at, and I'm going to help smooth it out, and then, you know, move on, or I'm going to shake all these off. Today is my day, my time, you know. And this is your life path, is to learn how to walk that balance beam of time for you and time for others. And you have a sacrificing chip in you, meaning that you will put others before you. But,
I have the same chip, Shamar, so I can read you too. See, I have
Bonnie's chip. Bonnie's got the same thing. I mean, you know, she recognizes
both of
that,
us, Shamar.
And it's like, and what you're here to learn from that is the value of what you offer. And if you, you know, I was a 12-step addiction counselor and worked with alcoholics and addicts. And there comes a point when, you know, they make progress and it looks like they're going, but there comes a point when you say, you know, it's now up to you. You know, I've done everything, and it's like I can't carry you, not going to carry you, and it's like
don't
how
want
much
to carry you.
Yeah, and don't want to carry you.
Carry
right.
You.
And it's about eventually you sorting this out and bringing in a beautiful woman that instead of the energy that you're in now, which most service people have, is thank you so much for loving me. You have the attitude of, you know, nice little swagger there going, well, yeah, honey, I wouldn't be with you if you weren't all that.
Yes. And I got to tell you something. My tongue is wagging here. You have had too many.
Oh, you're salivating, chomping at the bit. I feel it.
Well, I've got to tell you, Susan, you know how good and wonderful and awesome I think you are. So, of course, your words are my words. But I do have to tell you, the Ace of Water, remember? Hey, the Ace of Water
is that something telling me you're going to take
friendship.
Credit for everything I say?
Well, the good news is I got it in first. So here you go. This card is all about new beginnings and new love. And you're the first person I picked up. By the way, you aren't the first person on the board. So I knew this card was for you, Shamar. The thing is, you've got a lot of spirit. Oh, my God. They were hitting me all over. And Susan, I already could feel a man in spirit. And, I mean, you've got a lot of women in spirit, too. You've got a lot of help. And because, you know what they're showing me? It's really crazy, crazy. But they're in the choir. So I don't know if they're preaching to the choir or you're preaching to the choir. But what they're showing me is that you have such spiritual ability that you can reach, and that's why you love children so much, and you relate to them, and you love them, because childlike behavior, they laugh, they see you, at a certain age, they really don't pretend, they have no pretensions, they tell you what they think, and you can see the pure joy in their eyes. This is what these spirits are doing to you, you know, for you. They are bringing you, they're your choir of help, and they're going, if you can tap into them, and I don't know that you don't, you're going to have, because they're just sitting in that choir bench. Oh, my God. Do you have a thin male in spirit and a heavier female in spirit? They're dressed in church clothes.
My pastor, who was one of my closest friends, actually. And and I'm trying to think about a female. I'm trying to think. It could be his wife. It could be his wife. Yeah, because she's pretty thin, so yeah.
I can tell you that they are, that's the preaching to the choir. They are just with you. You do have a lot of spirit with you from past that you wouldn't know who they were. And they're here to make sure that you succeed in this life and that you stay in the energy of lifting the energy of others. And I'm going to tell you, if you're not doing it now, your life path is going to change at one point where that's what you are going to do. So I hope we've answered your questions, Shamar, because I got to get to the next caller.
But honestly, you guys were all, I'm not new to Blog Talk. Actually, we do have a show. One of my mentors, he has a show. I don't want to be long-winded on Blog Talk called The Man Up Show, and so I'm not new to it. And but previous to that, I used to just kind of, you know, browse around Blog Talk, and I've talked to medium psychics before. And things that, and you know, so much has been going on. So let me just try this. And honestly, I'm going to follow you guys. I'm saving the show.
Thank you.
And yeah. I'm going to reach out again sometime in the next week or so. I'm going to listen to tomorrow's show as well. Or even if tomorrow, what I'll do is just so I can get Susan's info. If I don't, because I'm going to be in and out of the house in a minute. I'm going to reach out in a chat, if not later on tomorrow, to get Susan's info as well, so I'll be able to reach out to her.
Okay, well, you know what? If you're in chat, it's up. But I have to tell you, every show is different, so I love my show because every show I bring different people.
Oh, yeah, Bonnie's the main thing. Miss Tinkerbell is the main thing. I am an unusual guest today because she almost broke my arm twisting. No, you have to. You have to. You have to.
Well, she's like on that. Every
but
Monday. Don't
our
you.
Show, her and I, we have a Monday show, a Monday at between 1 and 2:30. But she, the rest of the time, Bonnie is the main focus, and it's like, and she has Jerry, and she has Annabelle Brenda, which is my, actually part of my family. So she has a you should listen to them all, sweetie. They're all fabulous, and just kind of like you know. Body comes with it, but the rest of it, you know, it's just wonderful.
Well, thank you, guys. You guys were awesome. I don't want to keep you guys.
I know, you
got to
go.
All right, but thank you.
It is a pleasure
and an honor
to have met you. Thank you.
And you guys, I will make sure you guys hear from me soon.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great one.
Oh, you want to hear something? Oh, no. You know what, Susan? I know he had to go, but I have to tell you something, and then I'm going to pick up the next caller. He was not first, and I just had this feeling, you know, could be that I'm psychic.
Oh, my God, psychic. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I think you should have a show.
So I want to, yeah, thank you. I'm so happy, and I'm happy I came today, and I knew there was a reason I had to put the show on. As much as Mercury's retrograde, and both you and I both had trouble coming on the show. So I am going to pick up 585.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for coming off of vacation. I appreciate it.
Thank
you.
Oh,
yeah. Such a sacrifice.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, thank
really,
you, Beth.
She's got to be the Jew from her porch. From her place at the beach. And I went, it's raining cats and dogs here in California. I did bring the rain. Thank you, everyone. And because it's been raining ever since I hit the grounds here and moved to California. I said I was, but I was only kidding, and I brought El Nino. I don't do anything in a small way. So,
thank you.
I mean, it's just beautiful. I mean, it's oh, my God. It's like her porch is overlooking the ocean. I mean, it's just wonderful.
Oh,
well,
it's the yin
Susan.
And the yang of life, you know?
Yes, and you know what, Beth, I can't tell you. I was sitting there thinking to myself, okay, this is so beautiful, and I love it, and I'm here with my husband. He's fabulous, and we took walks, and then I looked at myself and said, really, Bonnie, really? You're going to be able to do this all day? And then I said to my higher self, or my higher self said to my lower self, get back on the show. So this is my sanity, even though I'm not doing a whole show because usually it's 2 hours. But I thank you. I thank you for appreciating me coming on.
I'm glad you're doing it, really. And let me tell you why. I've had a burning question all day and for a while, and I really needed to ask. Well, recently I had physical therapy with a gentleman who was about half my age. I'm 45, and he was wonderful, a really nice guy. This was prior to New Year's, and during that time I developed what I would call an inappropriate crush. I am married, and so is he, to different people, it got to the point where it was getting unhealthy for me. Really, it was getting almost obsessive. I hate to say that, but it's true. It was really New Year's Eve where I decided to tell him. I know the timing was awful. However, I told him in an email how I was feeling. I apologized if I was being inappropriate in any way. At that time, he decided to discontinue services, and I completely agreed. We parted ways. And I had not seen him until a week ago Monday, where we bumped into each other in the local grocery store. And to say that it was awkward would be an understatement. he looked at me like a deer in the headlights. And, I did go up to him and said hello. And he basically said, this has never happened to me before. And I said, me either. And he basically said, okay, then, take care, have a nice life type of thing. And he basically ran as fast as he could go. And that was that. Now, my question is kind of twofold. First of all, have I horribly traumatized this man? I mean, he's much younger than me. I feel he's very mature, but I feel like I did something horrible to him, and I worry about that. And the second part is I feel like we really did connect on some level, and I'm wondering, does he have any thoughts of me at this point? Is there any, you know, I don't know, was there really a connection? Was it all in my head? Have I affected him? Is is he still having any thoughts at this point? I don't know. I mean, I hate to think that way, but was there anything beyond what I was thinking? I was told by another medium at one point that we had a very strong past life connection. I don't know if any of you can tune into that at all.
You think?
You know what,
anyway,
too?
Go ahead.
Wait, I got to talk to Susan for a minute, Beth, because the thing is, I got to tell you something. It's the first thing I picked up, past life, and
lots of past lives.
Yeah.
Really.
And the hormones at the time when you met him or recognized him, which is a subconscious, and he recognized you, think of the hormonal issues. Mid-40s, you got all those hormones running around. Mid-20s, he's got them and has them. Perfectly timed that one. But I know what Susan and I are both going to say. I'm going to say it, and then I'll let you over to her. But not in this lifetime. It's just not. It to me. I mean, I'll listen to Susan if she's got that. But this is not meant to be. And I know that's what she's going to say. It's not meant to be in this lifetime. But what it's meant to do is awaken you, and say, I now know that I have met somebody from my past lives and how cool this is, and I got to put some restraints or look at my life, because I don't want you to make the same mistake that my sister did, Susan, and realize that when you hit your 50s that you made a big error.
Let me put it out there. There was never ever any intent to do anything with this. It was just a crush. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it. I didn't think you did. But what I'm going to tell you is how nice you now know what past lives and pulls can do. And they're in your life, and I'm going to let Susan explain this one, because if I do, it'll be an hour. But how, and I'm not going to let her talk an hour, but the thing is that they put themselves in your life for a reason, okay? And at this point, it awakens you.
Yes, nothing is by accident. There are no accidents, ever.
I want to thank you for not taking it further. Because it could have. And I know many people who do that. And it becomes
Well, that's what you want to do. That's what happens if you take it further, right? It turns into doo-doo. Okay.
Yeah. So I want to thank you and your higher self for having the decency, the caring of both families and yourselves to just, like, because, you know, I think Jimmy Carter said it right, and I don't even know Jimmy Carter, but he said, I can't be arrested for lust, or I can lust in my heart. There's nothing wrong with having a crush, with meeting somebody, with thinking, you know, but taking it further, there is. So now I'm going to hand you over to Queen Z, because I got a TT, okay? And I'm going to be back in about 3 seconds, so don't let her go too far. You got a queen.
Okay, sweetie. Can I have your name again?
It's Beth.
Beth?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here's you know, the situation, and you are in a soul window where you are getting ready to move into what they call cry on return, which is a redo, reset, reawakening. Feeling that. Clean out, what do they come here to do, am I happy, psychologists like to say midlife crisis, I like to say midlife awakening, okay?
okay.
And basically with you, what this was about is that you are 45, but you are going to be perpetually a young girl all your life, because that's how you feel inside. And I don't care if you were 65 and he was 25, you would have still had the same kind of crush on, but it was arranged at this point in time to also awaken him into recognizing of self-worth and honor.
I'm back.
And integrity. Oh, who cares? I'm a girl.
I care.
Oh, no patronizer. Okay. So
I might get a big head.
So, you know, here's the thing. It's like you do have a strong attraction to him, and it will probably stay with you for a while. And the same with him. And it's just an acceptance of it is what it is, and that
yeah.
you have made an honorable choice. There are people that have destroyed their lives over a flirtation. And
mm-hmm.
but you've been through this before, and you have destroyed your lives through flirtations or an attraction. And this time you said, you know, I think we've done this enough. Let's try it. Let's see what happens, because let's feel the honor of ourselves come up, and we can go, the attraction's still there, but let's be able to experience how much we value ourselves and our life. That, you know, it's an attraction. It's a it's a lust. I'm sorry. I'm just going to put it right there. And
I told you Jimmy Carter used that word. Remember?
Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, and we have them, and you have to, it's like having a crush on a movie star, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I am 67 years old, and I have total
Oh, Lamar. God.
I'm,
now we have to go.
He's only 5'4" and, 27 years old? And I mean,
he read the song Gorilla, and you would have thought she was going to be a teenager, and she was going to go to his concert and get picked up by him. I'm telling you, you just brought up a kid.
Hey,
so,
I mean, spring's eternal, you know?
You know, it's like this was, I believe that this was a gift for both of you. Acknowledge it and accept it. I mean, he's still in a soul window where he's going, you know, oh my God, maybe I might. You know, it's like, because his attraction to you was, for him, unexplainable. I mean, it's like, you know, and I have a feeling that there's you have very similar passion energies, which just kind of right around one another, but your higher self says, okay, let's see what they do with it this time. And is it easy? No, it's not. You know,
right.
And times higher selves will set up a situation like that for humiliation. You know, of like, you know, what are you talking about? I never want to speak to you again. You know, what are you, a cougar or something? You know, and it's. But,
and that would be humiliating, wouldn't it? I mean, I would be mortified, because I couldn't even date anybody when I was in high school younger than me. I used to think, not that there's anything wrong with it, and believe me, I have friends who've married younger men. But back when I was in, you know, high school, oh my God, if they were not a year to 3 years older than you, I couldn't handle that. So yeah, that would be really embarrassing, and I know you would be embarrassing.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. So you feel like he's going through the same type of struggle that I'm going through right now?
Of course.
No.
No? Oh,
no? No, not the same. Let me say how specific higher self is in your verbiage, okay?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I just mean that they both had crushes on
him. Does he think about you? Absolutely. Does he ponder about the attraction? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Does he still scratch his head and go, what the hell just happened here? You know, and it did it scare the living daylights out of him?
Absolutely.
Is he as infatuated as you are at the moment?
No.
Okay.
It's a woman thing.
Yeah.
It's a total woman
female
thing. That our emotions are a lot more raw, a lot more real. Men, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, chopping up a steak. You know, you got to tenderize them first before, you know, get it.
Right.
Tomorrow, I hope you're not listening. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I meant exactly what Susan did. I didn't mean it that way. I knew what he, half, you know, think about it. He's half your age, half the
right.
half of what you're doing. So, you know, you could look at it that way. But,
right.
No, I mean, because I know you're thinking about it, and just know that you
it
have
is
that
what it is.
Spark
yeah.
at, you know,
it is
your mom
what it is.
Could say, wow, you know, hey, I had this really cute guy, and I know it's from a past life, but I'm still flattered. You know, you can always think, you always have memories, but you can't even go there. It just is not something that I'm going to tell you that your higher
yeah,
self.
Yeah, it just wasn't meant this life. I mean, this
yeah,
was
not this,
oh,
this,
yeah.
This was a, yeah, this was a gift to both of you to show you, like, wow, I mean,
we're
we
here.
Did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we did this life.
And,
I mean, how
that,
wonderful is that?
And we found
absolutely.
Each other again. And mm-hmm. we found each other again. Because some people, I mean, you can meet somebody from your past lives, and what a gift. Some people go through life and never do. But you know they're there because we come down with our soul family and friends and the people who have agreed to come with us. So what a great gift that you are able to see somebody from a past life. Some people can't.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks to both of you. I truly appreciate
you're welcome.
It. All right, and enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Yeah, well,
you too.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so it was wonderful, Beth. Thank you. Call in again, please.
I am so happy that we put this show on. 707, you are on with Queen Z and Tinkerbell.
You got me for 4 minutes there, Bonnie. I'm telling you here, so you better make it fast.
What'd you say?
Said you only got me for a few more minutes here because I have to get off. I gotta go to work.
You do? Okay, because I have us on for 90 minutes. Did I tell you 60?
Yes, you did. You said only an hour, so you're gonna have to roll the show for the last half hour.
Well, honey, I know I could do that. Okay, but I don't think you're gonna let me. Seven. On with Bonnie and Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
This is Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you this 2016?
I'm not sure.
well, we're going to tell
time.
You. How about that?
That would be very nice. It's been a kind of a rough start.
Well, can you please explain to us, first of all, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
No, my New Year's started off with my mom in the hospital, and then I lost her, and she's kind of been my sidekick for the last 5 or 6 years. Then we had the funeral, and my ex-husband and his wife were here, which were all friends. And he fell on the patio, and his heart rate went to 30, and we wound up in emergency.
Uh-huh.
But he has a pacemaker, and it's all good. It's really good that it happened here because he's not the type of man to go to the hospital.
Huh.
So now I'm sitting here, and there's no mom. I have her little dog.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's gone. You know, I've been surrounded by people since the first of the year. And I also am 67, and I'm going, okay, what's next?
Wow.
Are you waiting for something, like for the other shoe to fall? Well, you better stop that right now.
Yeah.
Because what you think you attract.
Okay.
And you better, the best thing you can do for yourself is everyone goes through hard times. We all go through periods where we get slammed to the wall. All of us do. But how you change that is that you immediately go into the energy of, like, give me the strength to survive this, and this is it. This is over now. I am now moving into a better part of my life. Not, okay, what next?
Okay.
Because if you say what next, the universe,
it'll come.
I just answered that girl's question when she said the same. The universe literally, verbatim, takes you exactly how you put it out there. And if that's what you say is like, okay, well, what next? They'll go, okay, well, I guess she wants another experience. Let's see what we let's burn her house down.
Can I address her mom though? Because this is important.
Yes, can.
I am so happy that you've called, because I'm going to agree with Susan. Everybody goes through hard times, and I think you know that. I know that your mom, and your mom is with you, by the way. She hasn't left you. She can help you in a different way for where she is now, even though you don't want to hear that. And I didn't want to hear it when my dad died. You got lucky. You're one of the lucky ones. You're older when your mom died. There's a lot of people who lost their parents in their 40s. You actually... your mom and you had the contract that you, I feel like your relationship with her, is what she's showing me, is years down the path, meaning that it got better and better with age versus at a younger stage. So I feel like she and you wrote this so that you, her last years with you were her happiest years, and she's showing me that. And it's not happiest because she might have been sick, but happiest that she was with you and that you actually had the time and the availability to dedicate to her is what she's showing me. So I'm going to tell you right now that she, what she's saying, and it was a hard time for me to understand, that is, this was her time to walk out and your time to live. And I don't know what that means, and I don't know what that means to you, but that's what
I totally know. Yeah, I totally know.
And she does want you to know that stop saying she's not with you because she's guiding you. So she's with you. She's putting her arms around you. She's, I don't know, she's just, to your cheeks on the side. I can feel her, but she wants you to know that this was her written time to go, and this is your written time to do other things, and this is the message for you.
Wow. Thank you, Bonnie. I kind of thank you so much. Thank you. That just brought chills, and I know you're right, because she told me 2 weeks ago, you know, Kathleen, we're not doing this anymore. And I go, well, honey, I don't know what else we're going to do because you're not going to a rest home.
Yeah.
And so when she was ready to go.
And the thing is that you hear her, you feel her, and
yeah.
it's like, and you just needed the confirmation. She's not going anywhere because she, when I said that we all get slammed to the wall, it's like, this is all an agreement between, between you and her that she was going to leave at this time and everything. But she was going to, the agreement also was is that she was going to help you through it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you this. Please, please, please don't waste the gift she gave you, which is life and happiness. She does not want you to take her death and say that's the excuse for not moving forward. What she wants you to do is realize she's there and she'll help you move forward, but you've got to pick yourself up. It's not easy. It took me 6 years. I shouldn't say anything, but I was young and I didn't know better. What she wants you to do is plant the flowers for your future. I don't know what she's saying. That's what she's saying. Does she like flowers?
I hear her. She loved flowers, but what she's saying is exactly what you said. It's my turn to go. I mean, I have a freedom. I was driving in my car, and I had a freedom to go to the store, and I haven't had that in a long time without checking and making sure she was. And all of a sudden I go, wow, I'm free. And I could hear my mom say, I am too.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're giving me such great confirmation.
Take those tears and turn them into joy, even though it's not a happy physical time. Take them and say, thank you, Mom, because she's thanking you. and let's move on to see what your future is going to look like. Not without her. She's spiritually with you. Just different.
Oh, yeah. I just saw something on Facebook that was so wonderful, and this is about pets. I mean, when we grieve pets, you know, when we lose them, is a little girl was sitting and she was like kind of sad, and right next to her in ghost form was this white dog leaning up against her with his head on its shoulder.
Yeah.
It's like whether it's your pet or your family member, it's like, you know, they want to comfort you until you're on your feet and moving. They're there for you.
And then they want to.
And
laugh.
I have her little dog, and.
And then they go and party.
Yeah. And they wait for you. That's all. So, I hope.
And do you think?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you think I'll be financially okay? Because there was an income from taking care of my mom, and now that's gone. So, but life has always supported me.
You answered your own question, sweetie.
Yes.
Right there. Life
I'm
has
fine.
Always supported.
Yes.
When one thing is taken away, another replaces it. Absolutely.
Yes. Don't even think for a minute that that's going to be an issue. Think for a minute what you're going to do and create happiness and harmony and stability, because you can do it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. And
you're welcome.
I'm so happy. I didn't know you were off the radio because I haven't been on the internet at all. So I'm so thankful that I had this day to connect. Thank you for being there, ladies.
There are no mistakes. No accidents.
I was on vacation. I'm not off the radio. I was on vacation, but something threw me back in here. And I'll tell you, it is a joy and a pleasure and honor to bring through anybody's passed over or, you know, go over to the other side's relatives, any messages
and
I can bring.
You're so good at it. You are. You're so good at talking to those that are partying on the other side.
Susan, may I ask where in California you are? Because I'm also in California.
I'm in Orinda, right out of
You're right down the hill. That's amazing. That's amazing. We're the same age. And I'm in Lake County, which is up above. But, I mean, I go down there all the time. That's where I'm from.
I'll tell you, life is just the most interesting. Since I moved to California, it's like I read for all international, all over, you know. And it's like, and for the last couple of weeks, it's like, I go, well, where are you looking? What time zone are you on? They go, California. And I go, where are you in California? Well, I live just in Berkeley.
Yeah,
I go, oh, my God. Yeah.
I know why you would say that. Yeah, exactly. That is so good to know. That is just really nice to know.
We're always here on Mondays, you know, even if I have to drag her in on another day. But
okay,
well,
at least, that's
yeah,
new
at
information.
Least, at least I know I got Mondays coming. And it's like instead of like at the last minute, I get a text yesterday going, well, you can do the show, can't you?
Yeah, I just, you know, because I just, you know, because I guess if I feel like spirit's putting me back on, I got to bring and drag in all the peeps. So, you know, that's what I think.
thank you so much. This was truly meant to be, and that's lifting my day.
We're so happy we could help you, especially Bonnie. Bonnie really knows her spirit stuff, I'll tell you.
She sure does. Yeah.
I love it, honey. I love it. It's my favorite special work, and it's really my favorite special being play, really, because without it, I just don't think I would want to stay here. So I love it.
You mean you'd rather go join the party and help from the other side?
No, not yet. I've got a lot of people on this earthly plane I got to help, but I'm going to tell you that I love that I'm able to tap in. So, all right. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye now.
Bye, sweetie. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Bonnie, I got to go. I can't do the hour and a half. So if you would please, I'm going to hang
fill
up.
In for
and,
you? Okay, I'll
yeah,
fill in for
and
you.
And I want to say goodbye. Would just please tell everyone how they can reach me.
No, go ahead,
Google
Susan.
Me.
Then go ahead. Please tell
everybody. Okay.
I don't like doing it. I don't know. They don't let me do it, but go ahead.
Okay. I'm a reader. I'm a counselor. I'm a holistic therapist. I have all kinds of naturopathic products on my website. I also, you can, my book, Soul Windows,
Secrets
from the Divine. Thank you. I almost forgot the name of my own book. on Amazon, is on Amazon.com, which is the Soul Windows that we were talking about. And you can, the easiest way to go to my website is to Google me. It's Susan, the letter Z, like zebra, Rich. And the name of my website is White Wings Foundation. So, and it'll have my email. My email is szrich@aol.com. Would love to hear from you. So, Bonnie, knock 'em in.
Dead.
You don't know. I don't like that word. Knock 'em up.
Knock 'em alive. So, I gotcha.
Bye bye, sweetie. Bye,
love
everyone.
You, Susan. Thank you for coming.
Love you too.
All right, bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, you know what? I am letting her hang up because she has a thing about me muting her. So I don't want to mute her, although she just hung up, because this is a joke with us. One time I muted her and she was talking, and she got so upset with me that I muted her, but I only muted her because you could hear it once the show started. So anyway, it's a big joke between Susan and I. So I didn't mute you, Susan. I let you hang up. 631, you are on with me. Hi.
How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Your show has entertained me so far this afternoon. I'm enjoying it. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Let me tell you something. This is my dream. So you're on listening to me. My dream is to take this show to a syndicated radio that everybody can, like an AM or an FM station or a Sirius, because I think this show and the people that listen to it and the people that come on and call are so fabulous that we should all be heard. So that's my dream. Go ahead. So I appreciate you calling.
Well, I mean, today I just had an inkling to call in, and like I said, I've been entertained by everybody's stories and, you know, questions. For myself, I don't really have an actual question. I was just wondering if there's, you know, any messages out there for me from Spirit. Really, I spent the whole hour saying, what can I ask Bonnie today? And I just can't think of anything, really. I pretty much know where I'm at. So.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Before I give you any messages, there's questions I want to ask you. What did you do for New Year's? And I feel like, go ahead. First of all, do you have any New Year's resolutions? And if you do, tell us and how you plan to keep them.
No, I don't. I don't make resolutions only because I think people break them. And if we're going to do something, we have every day as a gift to start, you know, a new or a change or open up to something exciting and interesting. So I typically don't make resolutions because I feel badly if I don't follow through with it. So I'm
a little scattered
right now. Yeah, I think every day is a gift. You know, that's what they say. They call it the present.
you are so adorable because just like, you are a gift to me more than I'm a gift to the show because I get such unbelievable prose. Like from Shamar, what did he say that I loved was, it's not a resolution. Now I know Susan wrote it down and you just said it's the present. So I should write this. I so love that because you're helping other people, and that's why I like putting people on the show because there are people that make resolutions and they can't keep them. Like me, I'll say, I have to lose 30 pounds. Well, this year it's the 30-pound mark and because I have been thin all my life up until now. And I know that I want to keep it, but I don't beat myself if I can't. But there are people that make resolutions and break them and feel very bad. So you're right, actually. I know plenty, and my husband's one of them. He doesn't make resolutions because he doesn't feel that breaking a resolution is very good energy. So I love what you just said. So,
well, that's how I feel. And, you know, like I say, today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. And this is why, you know, you have every morning when, you know, you're blessed to wake up, you have the opportunity to have a great day with your attitude or a crappy day. And even if crappy things happen, you can always flip it around, you know, and just be a little bit more positive. I should take some of my own advice, you know, from time to time,
yeah.
But I'm human, you know, I'm human.
I hear you because I feel the angst in your voice as you're saying it. The thing is, you know, the old thing is you say it to, you're in it to win it. And I don't know why I'm saying this to you, but you're in it to win it, which means that the more you positively talk to yourself and talk to others, the more positive you can change the energy of things that are happening in your life. So that's why I love this, because we preach this all the time. Not all the time do things happen right away that are wonderful. But when I say I'm fabulous, that doesn't mean that things don't happen. It means I'm going to make it fabulous. I'm going to change the energy to be fabulous. And the fabulous is what's going to happen when you take positive energy and infuse it into situations that possibly, now I am fabulous, but possibly aren't what most people would consider fabulous. So I feel that is what you're talking about. So I feel that you're a really, really grounded person. So I think you think you're scattered, but I feel that you're very practical and very grounded. And I think a lot of people count on you to be that way. So the only message I'm hearing, do you have a mom in spirit?
No, I don't.
Then do you have somebody like a mom in spirit? Because I'm hearing a woman, and I'm hearing she's just like me. So I'm going to say maybe either two back. You know, they show me standing. So it's either a grandma. I mean, everybody says, oh, well, Bonnie, you know, everybody has a great grandmother, a grandmother in spirit. But this woman is saying she's just like me.
It's very possible, yeah.
So
only because I didn't know, though, that particular grandmother who I think you're talking about.
Okay.
She's always around.
Yeah. And you're saying you're just like her. And I am assuming it's not so much that she's saying that to me because you look like her, you act like her. It's because I feel you have gifts. And I think she did, too.
Yeah, I think that's where they come from, that side of the family. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what I am getting is this. That you need to really, you need to tap, I'm trying to listen as I'm talking, you need to tap, she's with you, and she's giving you the availability to know and to feel and to really see what's around you. And she said you're only tapping in a little bit. So what I'm going to tell you that means is she wants you to tap in further. And actually, you know, we all can't read ourselves. That's, you know, I talk to Susan. Susan talks to me. I talk to this one. Jerry talks to me. We can't read ourselves. I'm glad you called. But what she is saying is the insight that you have and the insight that you can tap into will help others greatly. So she would like you to continue looking into your metaphysical abilities, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think they're existent somehow, some way.
Oh, they are.
You know, sometimes it's like I've questioned myself whether or not everybody's like this or if I'm really feeling what I'm feeling is real.
No, you're feeling what you're
I'm always
feeling.
Work with my intuition. I mean, that's just like breathing from me. I question things sometimes, you know, about my abilities on certain areas of my life.
Give me an example. She's saying
I feel a little different than a lot of people sometimes, you know. I don't really go with the crowd. I'm my own pioneer, if you will. You know what I mean? Well, and I feel a little.
Go ahead.
No, I just feel a little different. I take life. I don't know. I'm 49. Just turned 49. Single. No children by choice, even though I adore them. My animals is my passion.
Wait a minute. Did you say you're 49?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing the number 53. So I would think that if I'm seeing the numbers 53, by 53 you will have a lifelong, dedicated, and soulmate that you have chosen to come in. And there's a reason that you chose him to come in. I'm assuming it's a him to come in at that time. And that is because you have spiritual awakenings that you still have to accomplish and conquer, that the love that you have for your pets, that's wonderful. I mean, that's what they come in for, unconditional love. That's going to be transferred in, and not taken away, because you're going to transfer how you feel about the animals and say, wow, he's like a big dog. I'm going to love him.
Wouldn't that be fabulous?
So I feel that by 53, I know it seems a long time, but I think there's some work you got to do. And I really believe that there's places you can find. And by 53, you're in committed, married, or living, or whatever, committed relationship, that means you got to meet them before that. So you're in your 50th year, as we're considering, if you're 49. And when I say see the number 53, you're really in your 52nd year, is your 53rd year. So you only have about 2 years, okay, to meet somebody, and I think he's coming quickly. I'm seeing the next 8 months. So if I were you, and I feel like I see him either working, like either you meet him. Do you take your dogs to a dog park?
Not anymore for different reasons. But, you know, occasionally I might bring, you know, a couple of them there, but I try to stay away from them lately.
Okay, well, it is
a great place. It brings me tremendous, tremendous energy, positive energy and happiness when I'm on that earth for many different reasons. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you'll make a choice soon to either visit a new dog park, or because I don't see many people there at the time, and I feel like he's there, or he's in your realm of the animals. So I don't know whether you're going to be walking your dogs, or you're going to be at a they're just showing me like a dog park. And I feel that you both will have a lot in common, that that you will share the compassion and love really for pets, and really not look at each other, because, you know, it's your pets and your pets and your pets. And then I see you both looking up at each other and saying, wow, that's my dog. So for some reason, that's what I see. And I'm pretty good at seeing. And I feel that that message needed to be given to you, because I think you've given up. And I'm going to tell you, when you take the energies of giving up, then that's what lingers. Now, I do believe you're meant to be, so I think it's a soulmate coming in. So what I want you to do is take those energies, and instead of making it about, oh, you know, I love my pets better, or I love my pets and I haven't met anybody, is to say, my pets and I need a partner. And I'm going to find one. Whatever it takes, spirit, whatever it takes, just bring the energies of someone that loves animals as much as I do, that needs a partner. And that's what I would like you to push forward.
Yeah, well, that's a given in my life. Anybody that knows me, I'm a 30-year rescuer.
Well, maybe you're going to need him at a rescue. See, because I see him with you with the dogs. So, and I'm not saying there's only other dogs to rescue. I like llamas and goats and pigs and pigs.
Oh, I love
pigs.
All animals. I have a passion for all animals, but my fort is definitely canines.
Yeah.
And I communicate with them. That's one of my gifts. I'm a communicator.
Well, honey, how do you communicate? Like, Jerry's a communicator. Do you need the pet in front of you, or do you need to tap into
No, I actually don't. I can do remote.
Okay, well, here, I have a I have a question for you. Okay, but sure. I want to finish with you because we only have 5 minutes. But I want to finish with you. Great things are going to happen because you held the Earth's energy for pets. You know, it's one of my gifts, and I don't tell anybody about it because it makes me sick because I don't like doing it. But I, every time I see an animal that has passed on the road, I have to open the porthole. Okay, something tells me I have to show them the way. I don't like mm-hmm. it because I don't like seeing dead things, but I do, and I don't tell many people that I do that. But for
that's
you,
interesting.
Yeah, you're holding the space of love on this earth for. There's many people like you, but you haven't. You've met them, but you haven't gotten to know them. Is what I'm hearing. So there's many
yeah.
people like you, and. It's now your job to get to know them, is what I'm hearing from your
yeah.
grandma. So
yeah.
put yourself out there in the realm of the rescue, the pets, the canines, because there is your soulmate, and he's waiting for you. But he can't. You have to be ready, and I know you are. But you have to move those energies toward him, as he is going to move those energies towards you. Now, I have a dog. I can read her, Chili. But what I can't. We went on vacation. You know, I'm on vacation. She is on top of me, and I think there's spirit. Well, I know there's spirit here. What I don't understand is there's always been spirit here. What is she spooked about?
She's here. Is she a big dog?
She's a Chihuahua.
Wow. Well, you know what? Even Chihuahuas think they're big dogs, though.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, she
in
does.
In her soul, she sees herself as a big dog, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What is she spooked about? What is she actually doing? Because it
behaves.
You know,
top
I do a lot of
me.
Like behaviorist. I'm sorry.
She's on top of. She's usually likes being with me. She can't get close enough to me that her skin. If I could like swallow her and put
oh,
her
yeah,
in my.
Oh yeah, she crawls down your throat. Yeah.
She would crawl down my throat. She's usually like okay. Like she'll sit next to me. She will not leave my side. And then she wants me to pet her and kiss her. That's not. She loves that anyway. But she's like a prima donna. She doesn't bark. She doesn't not have any of that. But this is. Like on steroids. I know she's spooked about something. She won't go outside. She used to go outside and we let her roam in this beach area because
she wants
I've
to just
got a
stay
lot
with
of
you.
She comes looking at me to make sure that I'm watching her and then she jumps up the stairs. That's never been her.
Did
now, she
ever
just
think
heard
that maybe
about.
She's more concerned about you on a whole than herself? Did
well,
you ever flip
I think-
that?
Yeah, but I don't think, you know, like, and what's different? Because nothing's changed. Like, you know, I always bring through spirit. I'm great spirit. I do positive energy work. I mean, so I don't know what in God's name. I think she's spooked about something.
I just keep hearing that she's more concerned about you than you really are thinking that she's concerned, you're concerned about her. That's what I'm
okay.
picking up right now.
She's
more.
Looking directly at me when she came out of the bed when you started talking and she's looking directly at me.
Yeah, she's more concerned about you. I mean, you are fabulous. You are positive. You do bring in beautiful things to so many beautiful people and people that are, you know, hurting. I think what she's really doing, I'm hearing right now, is that she's picking up on the pains of other people that you pick up. And I think she's feeling that because we know that they're so highly sensitive and intuitive. And I think
wow.
she feels more protective of you and your soul, your spirit, and I maybe there's just something that you picked up on spirit from somebody else, and she felt it and just wasn't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't good for her, and maybe I think that's intuitively in my heart, in my spirit, this is what I'm feeling and what I'm hearing, is
hey,
that she's more concerned about her mom than it is something spooking her, per se, even though something, I think it's a feeling she's getting that she ain't liking, but it's connected
yes.
with you. And I
okay.
think she just feels that she needs to be, not so much guard you, but in a sense, yeah, that kind of guard you.
Okay, you know what?
I don't feel like she's a whip it, let's play fun. I think she's just a very old soul dog. And she,
yeah.
everything starts flowing when I start thinking and it starts coming to me. I feel she's just really more protecting you.
You're so right. She is a psychic old soul dog. I only have 49 seconds. I want you on the show. How would you like to do an animal segment?
Oh, that's interesting. I can give you my email.
I'm going to give you how to get a hold of me because we are off the air in 34 seconds. Please join me every tomorrow at 1 o'clock with Annabelle and Brenda. I'm here again. Please get a hold of me at B. Albers, that's my last name, A-L-B-E-R-F, 714, my birthday, at AOL.com. Send me a thing in the subject line. It's pet, put pet communicator. I'll know who you are. So I'm putting you on the spot. If you don't want to, that's fine. Pet communicators.
Great.
I think you could use it. I think this is going to be good for you. And that on once. So please get a hold of me. I think there's a lot of people that would love to talk to you. And you, my dear, have such energy. Start putting it out and using it because I really believe you get the love and unconditional love from your pets and you give it, but there's human love there for you too. So
I hope
to talk to you soon. And
all right, Bonnie.
Fabulous day. I love your energy.
I'm Joanne, by the way, so I'll put that in the subject with it as well.
Hi, Joanne. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you, Bonnie. Likewise.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone, we are off the air. Let's say, whoever is listening still, I will be back on at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We've got Brenda Brand, Annabelle Miller, and you know how that goes. Psychic everything. And, of course, you got me, although they don't let me talk very much. So I think I got to have my own show, and that's why I'm doing twice a week my own show. So I will talk to you tomorrow, and I hope you will join me again. Have a great evening and a great day, and thank you for being with me. Bye.